Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, then back from 9 to midnight. We're here. And, you know what? I forgot to tell you. I know you guys wait till I give the order. Why don't we go ahead and get our guest on? We'll go ahead and get our guest on now instead of at the 5 after. And then we'll get to your calls. Our guest is just going to be on for about 15, 20 minutes. But it is very important. I talked about this in the first hour. Study predicts political economic turmoil if UN's internet governance scheme succeeds. And this is from the National Taxpayers Union. And this is from the official United Nations website. Censorship on the web, taxes on the web, bureaucratic corruption on the web. But there's a problem. The U.S. and ICANN are pushing Internet too, which is just as bad. Oh, in fact, in some cases, even worse. So they give you two false choices. We'll be getting into that coming up. And then I've got a whole stack of other really important news here in front of me. We have a flu warp. Ominous mutations are now being reported. Some foreign press agencies and some scientific institutions are now saying that the flu could now, this HB15 or the bird flu, could have mutated to where humans can get it. Well, we know humans can get it from other animals, but human-to-human transmission. And we'll get into a plethora of other information as well. The Senate Republicans are pushing for a plan on ending the war in Iraq, and so are the British. So a stack of really important news and headlines here we haven't even gotten to yet. We're about to break here in about two, three minutes. But let's go ahead and go to our guest now and introduce him, and we'll come back and let our guest bring forward even more information. Well, you know what? Instead of letting our guest just get short-stopped and start and then have to stop, we'll just go to break here in a minute and we'll come back with our guest, who is the president of a great organization. That's the National Taxpayers Union, and their website is ntu.org, and the headline is, Study Predicts Political Economic Turmoil if UN's Internet Governance Scheme Succeeds. And it starts out by saying, after so many conspiracy hoaxes over the years, there is now a serious, ominous effort to replace the efficient and adaptable nonprofit entity guiding the Internet with a new UN-sponsored agency. And I'll just say this right now. That plan to put a tax on emails, that was proposed 2 years ago in Congress. That was not a conspiracy theory. But the press was so lazy and so stupid, they wouldn't know where to go find it. And then people that would write articles about it would just say, I heard, so that would then be called the hoax. Okay? It's like 5 years ago, we'd read plans about martial law and the feds preparing for it. Now, you know, it's on the nightly news. But it was never an urban legend. It was in Pentagon documents. So often, even good mainline conservative or populist organizations just can't believe what's happening. It's the proof is in the pudding. And the National Taxpayers Union has done that research and has found that information and has really codified a lot of info that I was already aware of, but also a lot of info that I wasn't even aware of. And this is really, really scary. So that's coming up after this break. We'll get into censorship. The UN has openly called for regulation and control. You know, the UN will say in their Declaration of Human Rights, they have 31 parts of that, oh, you've got all these great rights to free speech unless it hurts somebody's feelings or unless it's mean. And so there's big moves to regulate free speech via the United Nations, and that's very scary. And, of course, it'll start out with something that sounds reasonable. Well, I don't think those Nazis have a right to speech. But if they lose their rights, you and I lose our rights. We'll talk about taxes. There have been open UN plans for a bit tax that would, we'll tell you how many trillions of dollars this would cost you. Trillions. And I don't think you're going to believe how many trillions. And bureaucratic corruption and a lot more. Just a great piece put out by NTU.org, the National Taxpayers Union. We'll be right back with their president after this quick break. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a game. This is not a drill. This is the real thing. The United Nations openly wants a world tax on fuel at the wellhead, every barrel of oil, and the regulatory agency and enforcement arm to do that. Global judiciary, global taxation, global police force. This is all openly admitted by the United Nations and UNODIR. In a July 7, 2000 document, said that their main job is disarming every single American and every single person on the face of the earth, except for their police force, of course. Total tyranny. They called it legitimate power monopoly. A power monopoly is a dictatorship, ladies and gentlemen. And they're openly calling for Tobin taxes on money transfers and all wire transfers and all debit transfers, period. And it'll only be half a cent, but that's trillions of dollars. This is going to be what the Tobin tax first year would have been, $5 trillion globally in the aggregate. But these are old numbers. Now, though, the global tax is done with some number crunching by the National Taxpayers Union, and I've seen similar numbers, $12 trillion on internet taxation, and this is being announced. They're really pushing for it. And joining us is the president of the National Taxpayers Union, and that's John Bertu, and their website is ntu.org. John, it's great to have you on with us.
Hey, great to be with you.
I'm glad that an organization with over a quarter million, 350,000 members, pretty prominent, with big business and small business owners, is telling it like it is. Why do you guys open the article with saying, hey, this isn't a conspiracy theory?
Well, you know, you and I and a lot of your listeners probably over the years have gotten a lot of emails saying, you know, forward this to 10 people and Bill Gates will give $1 billion to end world hunger. And, you know, there is a lot of nonsense out there. And one of them was a 4 or 5 years ago, there was a email, I think it was P450, supposedly a bill in Congress for an internet tax. And that was a hoax. But then 2 years ago, Mark Dayton, thankfully now returning to the private sector and getting out of government, has actually floated this idea.
Exactly. I mean,
it started in the realm of this couldn't possibly be true. This has to be a hoax. And some politicians and bureaucrats said, hey, that's not such a bad idea.
Well, I've read what big corporations have said. Basically, they're going to let us get addicted to the net, get all business involved with it. And by the way, folks, the net is when you buy something with a credit card at the Easy Mart. I mean, everything goes into these wireless systems, into these computer systems, into these hubs. Whether you like it or not, it's all going there. We need to control its architecture and that it be used for good. But the United Nations, they don't want that.
No, you know, we have a lot of concerns, currently, and what's happening right now, in Africa, in Tunis, the capital of Tunisia, there's about 14,000 delegates at this enormous summit, World Summit on Information Society. And there's a lot of voices there talking about things such as an internet tax, Christina Rasmussen, who did some calculations for us, figured that if the tax that some were proposing a few years ago was imposed, today it would be collecting $12 trillion, which would just be great for if you're a UN bureaucrat.
Can you imagine if the UN got a blood supply that big? I mean, they only get about, what, $50 billion a year now. If they got $12 trillion, I mean, you talk about a UN army. Our entire tax every year, our entire budget, is only $3.6 trillion.
Yeah, no, that's the size of the U.S. economy. That would make the UN the size of the U.S. economy, and
would be roughly four times bigger than the entire expenditure of the federal government.
Yeah, and you know, and just imagine the amazing drain on resources, and you know, the UN would not, since they think they're doing the world great good. They would have no compunction about taking, they might not want to take $12 trillion, but they would have no compunction about taking an enormous share. And a lot of people think that's
a great idea. I've seen the numbers mainstream, Congressional Budget Office, what they proposed with this Tobin tax in major economic forums in Davos and other places. They're talking 4 or 5 trillion just off a half a percent on money transfers.
Yep. No, I mean, it sounds, it's so small, it's tiny, but, as a former senator once said, a million here, a million there, and pretty soon you're talking about real money. The concerns for us go beyond, with a possible UN taking over control of the internet, go beyond just money. The countries pushing this are places like China. I happened to be in China last month for about 3.5 weeks. And I would go to internet kiosks and sometimes, it was a hit or miss proposition, but, you know, the government at certain kiosks was blocking Google News. I couldn't go to the Google News website. I couldn't go to BBC World Service.
And if Google and BBC are getting blocked, who pretty much fawn all over China, imagine Infowars.com or NTU.org.
Exactly. And, so the question is, do we really want, the Chinese and countries like that and Syria and Iran to have a voice in the governing of the internet? I think that would be a colossal mistake.
Well, for those that don't know, sir, and you guys have done a lot of major study on this and traveled the world looking at it, let's just explain for novices out there who don't know how the internet started or what ICANN is or how it's operating right now versus this new thing the UN wants to do.
Basically, it's very complicated, and I don't pretend to understand all of it, but there's a organization. The Internet is is about as American as McDonald's hamburgers. It was started in America and grew out of America, and as one member of Congress said yesterday, it's something America gave to the world.
It's an NSA Emergencies Communication Group.
Exactly. And ICANN is a small little nonprofit entity. out in California, I believe. It stands for the Internet Corporation for Sign, Names, and Numbers. And basically what they do, they're sort of the center of the Internet. They when you click or type in ntu.org, computers can't really understand that, so ICON connects that to a lot of numbers that computers can understand.
That name's in a big dictionary with its actual data number attached to it.
Exactly. And this is how, you know, so the governance and the you know, ICON has created the .com and all the different extensions that Internet users are very familiar with. And the bottom line is that the governance, which has worked, I think, very, very well. We've seen tremendous growth worldwide. While it's, there's been problems, it's hard to make the case that the Internet has not been much more a source of, it's just been a great thing for humanity. And so, of course, the Eurocrats and the bureaucrats and the UNocrats, if I can coin a word, say, hey, there's money to be had here, guys, and control. And that's, you know, when you think about it, that's really what...
Globalcrats.
Yeah, the globalcrats. I like that. Globalcrats. You know, they, politics is about money and control, not too different, actually, from the mafia. And they want greater control, and they want to use the offices and the force of government to...
The UN does what Bush does. He goes, I'm against torture, but we've changed the definition to where pulling somebody's fingernails out isn't torture. It's called pressure.
Right.
You know, the UN comes out, and I've read their documents. I've read their Charter of Human Rights. I've read their unanimous declaration. They'll give you all these rights, but then in Article 29 and 30, they say, but you don't have any, and we say you don't. Selectively. The UN constantly says you should be arrested if you say this, if you say that. You shouldn't have any free speech.
Yeah. No, and I, you know, I can completely envision, I could write a novel probably tomorrow, how if the UN bureaucrats, the globalcrats as you coined, succeed and the UN takes over, the Internet, you know, there'll be, there won't be anything saying, oh, well, China can block you or me from getting Google News, but there'll be, you know, you can just see these oily provisions for, there has to be local considerations, of, sensitivity towards content and lots of, oily phrases like that, which
well,
is going
to
be.
Well, the United Nations gives its cultural awards and population and everything to China. That's
yep.
their model.
Yep.
So mobile execution vans and killing people for free speech, running over young people with tanks, that's their model.
Yep. And, you know, I, for one, and NTU, we don't think that's such a good idea.
So how do we beat this? How, I mean, there's this fight, at least on the surface, between ICANN and the federal government and this private consortium with the EU crowd, but at certain levels, they seem to be owned by some of the same interest. And so there's like this compromise coming, but at the same time, ICANN and others, or ICON, two different groups there, as you mentioned, but the Assigned Names Registry and these groups, they're openly talking about Internet 2 now, and if you type in the Internet is dead, you'll get their consortiums that met in Austin, that met in London over the last 2 years. They're talking about not upgrading the old web, forcing us over to a new web where we all have subdomains with 50 main carriers, some public, some private. So that, at a certain level, I think they're giving us false choices, sir, to where we, I mean, it's very sophisticated, but I'm sure you can grasp this, to where they give us the two false choices. Choices and both of them are more centralized.
Yeah, no, it's you know you asked what can your listeners do? I think what I would do tomorrow. There's going to be actually a press conference and a resolution in the House on this very issue, which is a first step, saying that yeah, the United States should keep control of the Internet and fend off and fight. Efforts, and you know, and probably starting with the Democratic Party, but certainly it'll go into the Republican Party too. There'll be some who say, oh, well, you know, we shouldn't be unilateralists and blah, blah, blah. So I think most importantly, if your listeners care about this issue, the most important thing they can do is call their member of Congress, call their senator, and say no and stand up against this idea of the UN taking over the Internet.
Well, I tell you what, sir, Stay with us for one more little segment. Quick break. We'll come back with a little five-minute segment because I want to hear more about how to stop this. And also this data page you guys put together, this article, has a lot of other facets to it that we haven't discussed as well. So we'll be right back after this quick break with our guest.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
We're talking to John Bertou, and he is the president of a really great organization, a 350,000-strong member organization, the National Taxpayers Union. And they go out lobbying against more taxation, more regulation, things that are bad for, I'd really say, especially small business. A lot of these big corporations are actually lobbying for more regulation because they use that against their competition. But we were talking during the break. Let's not forget, it's not just the UN. We now, and our government's very close to handing this over to them. And just a few weeks ago, they changed course and said, no, we're not going to. But they were actually discussing it a few weeks ago. This is getting close. 2 years ago, they tried to start a massive internet taxation grid and schedule. And then they did some moratorium until 07, but that's just a year and a half away. And there's real moves to do this. And then on top of it, it's just as important. You call up the places that are selling products who don't have a home office or a base or a retail area in your state. And they go, well, we're still going to charge you sales tax. We've just voluntarily decided to. They're helping set the precedent for taxation that's going to hurt all of us. Can you comment on that, please, sir?
Yeah, no, it's a great point that the threat is not just the UN, that the politicians in America also have some ideas, and really we've had over the last 4 or 5 years we've had two concurrent battles, as you absolutely correctly outlined. One is attacks on internet access, people have heard of the internet tax moratorium. This is what that addresses, where states, it just says very simply that states can't create a tax that's just on something relating to the internet and not on anything else. You know, the sales tax can, or any other kind of tax that already exists, can apply to the internet, but you can't create a certain tax that is internet specific. And you know, some people say, "Well, aren't you being hypocritical? Because I thought you believed in states' rights." I have no problem. I've never had a problem with the federal government circumscribing the ability of local governments and limiting government. I think that's whenever government limits itself in whatever form, I think that's a good thing.
Well, I think they use the Interstate Commerce Clause because what that state's doing is affecting the entire economy.
Right. And but anyway, as you say, we have this extended until 2007. We are, I think, in the coming months going to have a big battle on the idea of adding a sales tax. And as you said, a number of retailers have voluntarily started taxing. You know, if I make a purchase, I live here in Virginia, and I make a purchase from a retailer in Montana who ships to me from California, you know, some folks have started voluntarily collecting tax, even though there's no local nexus, which is the opposite.
Which is totally insane.
Yes. And, yeah, and the thing that really gets me, and we were talking at the break, a lot of folks say, oh my God, if we don't do this, state and local governments are going to be starved for money and not get any tax revenue. And, you know, we do a little commerce on the, internet, as I know you do. And of course, you know, National Taxpayers Union, we pay property taxes and,
we pay dozens of taxes.
All kinds of taxes.
And
those taxes in turn get embedded into the price of goods. So the idea that, you know, when you buy a book from Amazon.com, you know, what we're fighting about is the state and local governments want to dump yet another tax on there. It's already,
well, and here's the problem.
Government's getting a lot of money from those purchases as is.
Exactly. The government, look, it's never going to be enough. They're always going to spend more than they get. It's way too big. It's way out of control. We have all these federally funded or unfunded mandates. The whole thing's out of control. I mean, the government's always going to scream like a big fat baby bird, more, 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 no matter how many worms you stick down their throat, folks.
I think that's exactly right, and I like that analogy. You know, sometimes when we debate education policy and education, that's an area where there's never enough money, according to the National Education Association. You know, so Republicans fall into this trap of saying, oh, well, let's increase education spending by 8% this year. And then somebody, some Democrat will offer an amendment and say, well, let's increase it by 11%. And so then they'll say the Republicans are cutting 3%.
But actually, the money is what has destroyed education. Back when there was no money for it, it was local, it was real.
Yep.
Now it's a top-heavy thing that isn't even about education. It's about politics and control. I want to thank you for coming on with us. Again, the president of the National Taxpayers Union, and the website is really easy to remember, folks. folks. We have a link to it up on Infowars.com, so be sure and visit NTU.org. John, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Take care. All right, we'll be right back with a ton of news and your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, we got cool callers, and they got even cooler names. Elijah in Texas and then Elias in Michigan. Those are the first two people that are up. And we will take quite a few of your calls here in the last 27 minutes we got left. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and take a couple calls, and then we'll get back into the news. Elias, no, first is Elijah. Elijah in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
This is Elijah. I'm a first-time caller. And I'm coming from San Antonio. I was coming home from dropping off my son from school. And Zachary Middle School, they hired the crossing guard from the Army Reserve. And they're being used as crossing guards. The Army
Total
Reserve.
Brainwashing. Sir, you got to get a photo of that and send it to me. Well, we can leave your name out of it. But if you were to take a digital photo right now, do you have a computer? Do you know how to do that?
I have a computer, but I'm not that great with computers. But
you can go to the local Eckerd's, the local Walgreens, and I know you can email them pictures now, so I'm sure they could email it for somebody. Oh, I wish somebody where is Zachary Middle School in San Antonio?
It's off of a half mile before you get to 1604 in Calibra. And
1604 in Calibra. And I was already planning to go down to San Antonio today. The Waddy Watts wanted to see the Alamo, but 1604 Calibra. So, now, again, here in Austin, we have confirmed this. In a lot of the different schools, they make the kids wear these huge ID badges around their necks, which is bad enough training them how to be prisoners. But they have Army of One necklaces that are about almost an inch thick that say Army of One. Total brainwashing. And they make the kids sit there and be recruited by them and basically harassed by them. They've caught them intimidating kids, saying, it's the law, you'll go to jail if you don't sign this agreement. That's been all over the news. Right here, it happened in Houston. This happened in Denver, Colorado. And I'm not against the military, folks, but literally it is a full court press right now, and it just came out. They're now recruiting people who score between 14 and 30, which is mentally retarded, by the way, on the Army Aptitude Test. So they're targeting the kids that don't have parents that are home, or foster kids, kids that don't have any real future, who don't know how to defend themselves. And so luckily you are a father who's involved and cares, so your kids aren't going to fall into the trap. But obviously, sir, I appreciate you calling. Tell us what you think about this.
Well, I don't see I've heard that they're having a lot of problems with the Army Reserves and with the amount of people that they have, that they have a shortage, and you got these Army Reserve in full military gear, and they're out here being used as crossing guards.
It's total brainwashing, sir. We've had them land helicopters at every school locally. Listen, I have the Pensacola News Journal from 1998 posted on Infowars.com. The Marines came in, aimed machine guns at the kids, made them cry, and said, Bill Clinton wants you to know what martial law is like. Now, folks, I'm not kidding. That's word for word out of the newspaper. And then they tried to recruit them after. That's mind control. You shock them, scare them, then try to recruit them, try to get them to sign some 4-year commitment 3 years before they'll even be out of school, 4 years before they're out of school. It is despicable. And these guys get bonuses for what they do. They'll do anything. And there's mass brainwashing going on. San Francisco just passed a law banning it. I don't have a problem with recruiters having recruiting day and being there with the senior class the last week of school. If kids want to do that, that's their business. I don't have a problem with a GM being there or with local businesses. But to have the troops literally in the schools for whole semesters is just... Well, I'm running on at the mouth. You've got a child in this school, obviously, or children. What's your take on it?
Well, they're not recruiting. They're basically being used as mama patrols. This is the first time I've seen it in this area.
Well, yeah, they're conditioning you.
And
listen, I've been to a fiesta in San Antonio, not Fiesta, Texas. I went to a fiesta 6 years ago, and I've got video somewhere here at the office. I ran back to my car, even got video of it. They had Air Force MPs actually checking IDs and searching people. Total federal crime. It's a felony, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, but see, the government's the boss now. They're going to selectively enforce. Go ahead.
And I wanted to mention, I wanted to give out the number of that school, if y'all are interested.
Yeah, you know what? I would like the number for the school. Now, specifically, what are the troops doing? How many of them did you see?
I saw two of them outside the campus and three of them inside the building. Of course, when I called, they said that they didn't mention anything about Army Reserves. They just mentioned that they had some volunteers. And I said, ma'am, I saw the blue helmeted with the stars and the blue field on it. I said, I know what they look like. And then finally they said that they were Army Reservists. And I said,
total brainwashing, turning the little prisons into military camps. Have you heard how a lot of public schools are switching over to being military camps, actual military training schools? Chicago and L.A. have now got them.
Well, I wanted to give the name out. It's the principal's Miss Martinez, and maybe if everybody gives a phone call over there, bring some awareness.
Sure, I'd like to hear callers call right now and then politely, folks. You know, I'm sure the principal isn't evil. She's just ignorant, and we'll confirm her this is going on. I was going to just get the number and then call them during a break. But you know what? I mean, just be sure you're giving the right number out, sir.
Yes.
Is this the main number or her number?
It's the main school number.
Okay, what's the number?
It's area code 210-397-7400. And she also stated that the reason that they called the reserves was that they didn't have any help. And they were having problems with the children.
Oh, the troops will make them behave, yeah.
No, and they were a little bit disorderly. And that they needed some help, but you know, that's like two blocks from my house, and that's not the case.
Sir, you're telling me, I need you to give me your name and number off air so I can confirm this.
Right.
I mean, you sound credible. I've got a sense for these things just over the years, but it's not always 100%. I totally believe you, everything you're saying. But I need to, you know, at least privately get your full name, confirm this from you, because I want to write an article about this. So much of this is happening. At least they aren't screaming, this is martial law, I'm going to kill you, like they do in Pensacola. And again, that's been on the Pensacola News Journal, boys and girls. This is we're on the radio in Pensacola.
What I wanted to mention was that I called the three major TV stations here and I rated WOAI 1200, the Clear Channel, and everybody said that they'll get back with me, but no one has called me back.
No, that's very newsworthy. There's been a big problem nationwide with them being really pushy with the kids, and you say this is a middle school?
Yes, Zachary Middle School.
Yeah, this is outrageous. You know what else they have? This is in my film, The Takeover. They have a deal where they give the county, say, $40,000, BATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Confiscation. And we have the video, the news articles, the documents from the school. A whole semester, a deputized sheriff's deputy, he's now BATF, he harasses your kids and has them write dossiers on you and brainwashes them about guns and... You know, we got to stop putting up with this. But what else did the school say? So they said that the troops were there because they'd had some rowdiness.
Yes, that they had some disorderly kids. And
you're telling me the school principal, Miss Martinez, Mrs. Martinez from Zachary Middle School.
Yes.
You're telling me that she told you that?
Yes, whoever was in charge of answering the phone. The spokesperson for the school said that they were having a little bit of problems, and that they also had a shortage of personnel. I believe that they needed to get the National Guard, not the National Guard, the reserves to help out. And you know, I know the school district, the Northside School District.
Look, that's ridiculous. If they ask parents to once a month come down and be crosswalks or whatever, they do it. This is just a total lie.
Yeah, I completely didn't buy it, and I actually spoke to the campus police, and he already knew what I was going to say, because when I rolled down the window, he goes, "Are you complaining about the you know the military reserves there?" And I go, "Yes." He goes, "No, you're not the first one." And so he already knew what we were going to be talking about.
Do me a favor. You've already done enough, but get at least a cheap 35-millimeter, $5 disposable camera. Get in the car. You said you live a mile away. Drive over there and just get out and don't get in their face, but get up close. Take shots of these goons. They're probably well-meaning idiots. And take them to a one-hour photo, slap them in the mail, mail them to me tomorrow, and I'll send you five of any videos you want. Just put a note in there and just tell my staff, Alex says give me five videos. Go take me photos of those, and I'll write a big article about it. And I'll call the teachers, I'll call everybody. I guess I could take my British visitors, instead of going to the Alamo, we could go down to Zachary Middle School. But by the time I get off the air and finish business here and this evening try to drive down there, it'll never happen. So I really and truly need you to do that for me, sir. I'm going to put you on hold if you don't mind. I want to get your name and phone number, and I won't give your name and number out on air if you don't want to. Do you want to come out full bore against them? You want to say your full name on air?
Sure, I don't mind.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's Elijah Romo, R-O-M-O.
Elijah, how do you spell your last name?
R-O-M-O.
Romo.
Romo, yes.
Great. Well, Elijah, we appreciate you being a real man and standing up for your children and my children in this country. How long have you been listening to the show?
This is the first time. This is the first time I've listened to the show, but I've ordered a lot of videos and material over the years, and I didn't know about the shortwave, about the radio program that you had. It's the first time I've...
How are you listening to us locally?
Well, I've only listened through the internet, through the material that you have.
Yeah, we've got a little FM down there, one of the micros, but I don't know if that's in your...
I'm not too familiar with it. Oh, if you can give me that.
I don't have it. I don't know the frequency. I apologize. So it's pretty much worthless that I even brought it up. Let me put you on hold. Let me get your number. I need to interview you later today, if that's okay, for 5 minutes. Just get the basics. When I get off here, I'll try to call the school and get a statement from them. And it's very, very newsworthy. And so I really appreciate you, Elijah. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Guys, John Harmon, please get his phone number for me. Thank you. What a great American calling in to stand up against this. And I keep warning you folks, the troops are here to make the kids behave. See, martial law. In the late 80s, they had Marines dressed up in police outfits raiding gun dealers in Virginia. They've been quietly gearing up. Now you hear, martial law is good. Martial law is helpful. We need to take your rights, break your family up, put you in camps. It's good. Tommy Franks, it's going to happen. Get ready for it. We're being bathed in this evil. We're being basted. We'll get Elijah's number. Let's talk to Elias in Michigan. Go up north now. Welcome, Elias.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What did you think of that call?
Oh, well, they're deadly fear of the draft, of course. You know, so they figure they will indoctrinate kids from the age of 5. By the time they're 15, they'll be gung-ho to join, get into schools, bring them young. Get them young. But what I was interested in was your guest for Le Pen.
Yes. From the National Front in France.
Yes. Vichy. They're the descendants of Vichy. Their ancestors sold France out. They should most likely be called the National Socialist Front.
But see, that's totally false. Le Pen fought against the Nazis.
Well, sure.
I mean, people get shot by Nazis, and they're Nazis because they're totally tame.
Somebody welcomed Hitler into France.
Well, sir, just because down in the south of France was a little bitty town with the Vichy France, and by the way, the French fought for a little under a month. They were not welcome into France.
Well,
they did.
I read about that one time.
Let me just tell you something. Put him on hold. You know, you're saying things that are dishonest and aren't true. You know, you just come on the air, and you want to hate me, that's fine, sir. You come on the air, and you just say, somebody invited the Nazis in, and that's what Le Pen is. They're the progeny of that. And it's just not true. It's tame milquetoast. We're going to defend France. We're not going to give up our sovereignty. We're not against all the immigrants. We just think that they shouldn't want to burn everything. And we're against the EU. They're against the New World Order. And so they're being demonized. Now, I'll put you on hold because I'm going to finish my statement. Okay? How do you say somebody who fought and actually shot German soldiers and was wounded repeatedly, how do you say that the leader of the National Front, a 33-year-old party, which is milquetoast, folks, I mean, Pat Buchanan is light years more radical in his rhetoric, and he's not a Nazi than these people. We fight Nazis. I make films about the Nazis, exposing them. Our president is in a Nazi death cult, but there's no problem out there with that. Oh, no, but look, and Arnold Schwarzenegger says he admires Hitler, but he gets ADL awards. But then somebody says that they're fighting for France and their sovereignty, and he's evil. Now, I mean, you just spewed government propaganda at me. Now, specifically, what is your proof that Le Pen is the progeny of Nazis? I specifically want to hear your proof instead of saying somebody in France let the Nazis in. I want to hear it. Tell me.
Who was it? Who let them in?
No one let them in. It was called the Blitzkrieg, sir.
Look. There was an American... Would you listen to me?
Sir,
there was an American report... Well, you won't listen.
Oh.
There was an American reporter there at the time. He went to all the sites of the so-called battles, and he found no evidence of any fighting. The whole general core was notified. In fact, the whole army was notified.
Well, that is,
they all ran.
Okay, but what is your proof about Le Pen?
Well, look it up. Well, I mean, they are definitely on the track
What's your proof of that?
Of what you might call conservatism here. I don't know what you call it.
Oh, here, conservatism's all Nazi. Thanks for the call. There's the proof, folks. What about Dunkirk? What about piles of dead British and French troops being bombed by the Germans until Hitler did say, okay, quit bombing them, let them evacuate? That did happen. There was no miracle of Dunkirk. But no. The French did get run over because they were still fighting a World War I war, and this was a World War II war. This was a blitzkrieg, a lightning war. And they ran over them and encircled them, and in a month had conquered France. Did they then go get some puppets and put them in place like they did in every other country they took over? Yes. But I'm now bad. Oh, this is incredible. I mean, milquetoast, folks. Milquetoast. You ought to read what's on the Le Pen website. It's just we should love our country and not let in another 10 million immigrants unless they want to be friendly. We shouldn't give up all of our currency and give up our voting rights. We should keep a little sovereignty and not give it over to the EU. You know, Hugo Chavez just withdrew his ambassadors from Mexico and says they're total puppets of the New World Order. He actually said bankers. You know, I'm for Chavez, too. Anybody who's for sovereignty. You know, don't tell me, okay? Just spout some stuff. All conservatives are truly Nazis. Man, what is wrong with you, Elias? Get your head screwed on straight, Bubba.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crime.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to be talking to the locals down in San Antonio on that school, and there will be a story on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com by tonight or tomorrow when we get all the details of this. But it fits the same MO. I already know it's absolutely true, but trust but verify. That's my motto. I'm sorry I don't have time to go to the rest of your calls. I got stuck on those last two, but we'll be back tomorrow, and we'll have some shows this week where it's nothing but your calls. We're running specials right now where you can get everything I've produced. That way you'll get dozens and dozens of little goodies to give people at Christmas, but I wouldn't wait, give them the present early, the present of truth. Normally $430, $387.14. Everything we've made, everything we've done, everything we put out, $387.14. That's actually everything we carry. That's even more. That is just masses of material. That's the everything else special. The Alex Jones Recommended Complete Library Special, normally $430, now $387. And you can get the Alex Jones Everything Special, all of my films, everything we produce, the books, normally $320, now $179.95. That's a $140 discount. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or get my new film, Martial Law, 3 hours, a miniseries, $24.95. Just so many other books and videos we're carrying right now. That's how you support us. That's how you get the word out. That's how you expose the New World Order. So much has happened, and we're out of time here, but I do hope you'll go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a membership there as well and see all 13 of my films now, hundreds of my weekly TV reports, hundreds of audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. It's so easy. Check it out. Senate Republicans pushing for a plan on ending the war in Iraq. And that is coming up in just that vote, just in a few weeks, to start that plan to end the war by next year. Of course, it will be handed over by the UN. That's going to be completely staged. And then UK troops out of Iraq by next year. That's the BBC. They're now moving for a major plan to do that. We'll be disgraced. NATO and the UN will come in as the saviors. It's all good cop, bad cop, as we predicted 4 years ago, a full year and a half before the war. Three of Saddam's defense lawyers have been killed, clearly by our loving government. Now the fourth has fled the country for his life. That's the Associated Press. That's your fair trial freedom. He tries to mention that he was in business with the Bushes, and people start dying. Tropical depression forms in the Caribbean. Does it look like it'll turn into a hurricane? Kind of the end of the hurricane season. That's good news there on that. And the really good news, Mexico and Venezuela sever ties over spat, and Venezuela is saying that Mexico is totally controlled by the New World Order, by the bankers, by the U.S., and he's totally right, and that because Fox is trying to push the takeover of their sovereignty, Chavez pulled his ambassadors out and has broken diplomatic ties with them. And there's a lot of other news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Paul, you wrote some new articles today. You did a big update on PrisonPlanet.com and your working holiday here in the Central Texas Command Center. So, Paul, before we end the show, tell us what's coming up on the website.
That's right. I've been working hard today in the hotel room. Two big articles on PrisonPlanet.com, one of which is about the hotel bombings in Jordan. A lot of evidence to suggest that was a staged inside job. The images show the roof blown down from the ceiling. There's no blood on the scene, so there's a big article on that. Also, Paul Craig Roberts' comments on the air on Friday, saying the US government's run by psychopaths, they may stage a terror attack. Another big article on that, so we encourage everybody to spread those articles around and get them more attention.
Absolutely, and you guys are going to be back in studio on Thursday or Friday. I haven't decided yet. The National British TV is going to be here. It might be good to have you here then, so you can prance about with them, your fellow Redcoats. I'm just joking, Lord Watson. Uh-huh. I just have fun with it, folks. Did you enjoy that big Texas meal last night?
It was pretty expansive, yeah, definitely more than what we're used to in Britain, but it was good, yeah.
All right, well, it's good to have you. We really appreciate your fine work, Paul. All right, back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.